I am made for happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I am made for happiness. What do you think about that? What do you think about our being made for happiness? Why are we made for happiness? Why is happiness the delightful thing of our life? Why is happiness what we want to think about? We watched a video last night on Golden Pond, and it's a rather famous one, one that is well known by the actors and by the scene. But it played up the idea that these two people were aging, and in their aging, they found it a little difficult to age comfortably and age happily. And in today's parlance, a man who is 80 wouldn't act like that person, and a woman who is 70 wouldn't act like that person. They just would not be like that. They are more vital, more dynamic, more wonderful, more alive, alert. Now, why do we watch movies that are old? And why do we watch these stories that depict people in an aging way and say that that is how things are and feel sorry for them in a way, feel sad that they have this a bad attitude about themselves? Well, if you look closely at the movie, look closely at the video, you will see a reaction, an action by the man. And his action was that he was sort of unhappy with the idea that he wasn't able to do all the things that he used to do. And the reason he wasn't able to do all the things he used to do was that he did not think of himself as doing them. He thought of himself as not doing them. He thought of himself at all times as being 80. And he thought of himself as being a decrepit old man who had limitations and other things. And all the things that age oftentimes referred to him, he brought up. And he brought it up again and again and again. Well, a 13-year-old boy came to visit and stayed for a week. And during that week, the 13-year-old kid says, "Who needs to be around old cronies like this here? Bad people, bad people." But the 13-year-old boy recognized that the bad people were doing the same thing he was doing. He was unhappy with his life because he was abandoned by his dad and left to visit with these old people he never knew before and wasn't quite sure that he'd like them. And so he acted very cold and he acted very, very irreverent, disrespectful. But of course he didn't act any more disrespectful than the old man acted. And he called the man to task on several things because he recognized himself in what the old man was doing. And in recognizing himself, he realized that this old man wasn't all that bad. He just had a bad attitude. And then he recognized that he, too, had a bad attitude. Now, he didn't just overnight change his attitude because he recognized it. He didn't overnight just change from being a nasty 13-year-old kid to being a very fine young man. But as the days progressed, and he was thrown into contact with the old man constantly, he began to respect the old fellow. He began to respect him as a person, and he began to feel compassion for him, that he had to feel sorry for himself when he really had so much to give. Well, they found something of mutual interest, which was fishing. And they went fishing, and they did their thing. And in the process, they got closer together than they ever were before. And in the process of the entire film, the young man took a new respect for the older man, and he took a new respect for himself. He began to realize that only as he put happiness and respect in life for himself did that come back to him. He realized that truly he was made for happiness. He was made for a better way of life than the angry, rebellious way that he was expressing. And little by little, he brought that forth. And the old man, little by little, brought forth his awareness of who he was, and he realized that he didn't have to be a grouchy old monster, because that was not necessarily who he was. And instead, he started to become a very caring, loving person. We all have that opportunity. We can look at this movie on Golden Pond, and we can read into it any sorts of things that we'd like to read into it. But can we read into it who we are? Can we read into it how our attitude is and how we look at life and how we talk to people and how we share with people? Can we read into it where we stand right now? Are we made for happiness? Well, the truth is we are. The old man became younger and younger as the young man visited with them. And by the time he left, the old man had taken a new attitude about himself. He began to miss somebody. He began to love somebody other than himself, or he really didn't love himself, but other than not loving anybody, even his wife and daughter. And his wife loved him passionately, and his daughter never did get to know him, but finally got to know him. And Golden Pond is a very sensitive, caring movie. But the truth about Golden Pond is the characters learned that they were indeed made for happiness. They were indeed made to have a greater joy out of life than they had given it. And everyone who had different attitudes and different passions and different compassions found that they had to do some inner changing to get the most out of life. 13-year-old boy, he realized that his mother was not with him, and he's going to be with the father and perhaps his new wife, and he's going to have to look at life a little differently. He's going to have to look at life and see what happiness he could get out of it by liking himself. And he began to like himself. He began to do things for other people because he had fun doing it. He enjoyed doing it. He liked treating this 80-year-old man like a peer, like one of his playmates. And when he did that, the 80-year-old man all of a sudden turned into a 16-year-old kid himself, 13-year-old kid himself. And in the process, he became very lovable and very charming and very beautiful and a caring person. He associated with this 13-year-old kid, and he became a young person himself. Can we do that? Can we, regardless of the years that have marked our life, be the age of the people we associate with? And the answer is categorically yes. And we do. We do. We are known by the company we keep. We are known by the people who live in our world, who we choose to live in our world. We are known by the people we care about. Elderly people living in rest homes, if young children could come and visit them regularly, whether they're their own children or not, doesn't matter. But young children who come and care about these older people and want to give them a little sharing, a little love, and not thinking about them as older people, but thinking about them as people in rest homes who would like to have a visit. And were young people able to do that, they would find that they're made for happiness.
Well, you say, I'll be Bob, we'll do.
Sure, okay. What happens when you take a pet, a dog, or a cat, into a rest home? And here are these elderly people who are sort of giving up on life and sort of caring less about life and themselves than than is good for them. And you bring a pet into them. And you put the pet in their arms or have the pet come near them. And immediately they respond to the pet. Immediately they feel one with the pet. Immediately they merge with the pet's attitude and the wagging tail of the dog or the purring of the cat. Whoever the pet may be, they merge with that pet. They are made for happiness, and the pet allows them to express the happiness that they are within themselves. And the pet, too, delights in having people sort of virgin care for them, people who haven't cared for anything for a long time and sort of settled back into retirement and death. And the pet comes along and says to them, hey, I like living in the now. Pet me now, pet me now. And they pet the pet now, and they feel good about the pet now, and the pet loves it, and they love it, and they do not think they are retired. They do not think they're in a wheelchair or they're in bed. They do not think that they're anything but one with that pet. Happy, joyful, fantastic. Just as this fellow was with this 13-year-old boy. He showed him how to fish. He showed him how to do all sorts of things. And he treated the boy like an adult. And the boy realized he couldn't be treated like an adult because he didn't have the skill of being an adult just yet. And so he caused the man to treat him more like a young man, like a boy. And in the process, both of them benefited. When you take a pet to a rest home, the pet delights in being petted, and the people who pet the pet love petting the pet and feeling one with the pet, feeling this is a beautiful, fantastic, glorious experience, something very, very, very special. Yes, I'm made for happiness. Are you made for happiness too? We all are made for happiness. We don't need to have the Golden Bay. We don't need to have another lifestyle. We turn our attention to ourselves. And we say, I like me. We say, I'm made for happiness. I'm a joyful person. I'm a great person. I like me. And as you start saying this, you put aside all of those other things that sort of mark you. You put aside your belligerence. You put aside your unhappiness. You put aside your attitude about yourself and others where you think that they're not beautiful beings. You put them aside. And you bring out your own inner love. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as you bring this out, everyone you meet, everyone you talk to, everywhere you go, every circumstance that faces you in life is an I like me attitude and circumstance. It's wonderful. But it's all our choice. It's all our attitude about who we are. It's all I am made for happiness. And we are. We're made for happiness. When I reach down and pet my dog, my beautiful golden retriever, I say, Rex, I love you. And he looks up at me with the big brown eyes and he takes a big yawn. He says,
Yeah, I feel good here too. I love you too. Yeah, you're, yeah, and just relax and relax and feel so good.
And then I rub his ears and I rub his neck and I give him a heavy duty rubbing on his body. And he stretches and he says, oh, that is so good. Yes, I'm made for happiness too. I'm made for stretching and loving and touching and caring. I'm made for being me and having fun. Join with Rex and me and the friends from the Golden Pond and live now, today, in this wonderful, beautiful way that we are, the glorious way that we are, the way that we are made for happiness. And we are made for happiness right now. Because the absolute philosophy of life says, whatever role you want to play, on whatever level of awareness you want to play it, the time is now to do it. Join me. It's fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.